Well, Dean, you've had an off week to take a look at some of this stuff. Is this where you sort of self-evaluate, look at the things you do well, things maybe that you don't want to do anymore, those type of things?
Yeah, definitely. This is a time, you know, the bye week comes. That's a nice kind of habit in there in the middle, because you really do, you go back and you really do a lot of self-evaluation. And you say, okay, we can do these things, maybe we can't do these things. Do we have the personnel to do these things sometimes? Even though we've done it in the past, what you got to do is you got to evaluate and say, just because you did it in the past, can you still do it with the guys that you have now? Sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is yes. So I think, we did a lot of self-evaluation over the week.
This is also a time where you lost Ray Lewis and Ladarius Webb real quickly, where you can sort of assimilate that loss and figure out how to best use these 11 guys?
Well, it's the exact same thing. You go back and you say, okay, these are the calls and these are the things that we have run. Do we have the guys that can still continue to run these things, or is it not going to be as good, or, you know, is it not even feasible to run them? So, again, it kind of goes back to that same thing. You take those two guys out of the equation and you say, all right, here's the two guys that are going to replace them, or here's how we're going to replace them. Can we do the same things?
Also, you got a guy coming back, Terrell Suggs. It's good to have him back. Does that change maybe some of the things, some of your thinking?
Same way. It's kind of, you look at things and say, okay, we couldn't do this before maybe at the rush backer, but can we do it now that we have him back? Is he back far enough that we can do all these things? You know, we don't want to overstress it. It's all those things kind of come into the evaluation. You take your package and you just go right down through it. You look at the things you, like you said, you did well, and the things that you did poorly. Then you got to evaluate why you did them poorly. Is it just a technique thing that the guy really can do it, he just didn't do it, or can he not do it? And if he can't do it, then you got to figure out as a coach what can he do, and then eliminate that.
Yeah, we're just talking to Cam earlier about his running game and what he was looking at. What did you find out during the break, and what are you confident going forward about stopping the run?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. It's scheme. Sometimes it's one-on-one. Sometimes it was a missed tackle. So we just got to clean up the things that we can on the scheme, and we got to do a better job of tackling, emphasize it more, and make sure we got the guys in the right spots to make those tackles.
All right, let's talk about Cleveland real quick. Obviously, they got a rookie running back who's Trent Richardson, who's a good runner. They got a rookie quarterback. They've done a pretty good job in their run game. Is that what you expect out of them?
Absolutely. That's what they are. I mean, he's probably the best player on their football team, and so he's going to get the ball, and we expect them to run it. We expect to see play action. It's not that they won't throw it. They'll take some shots down the field. They're probably going to do what they've done in only the two games that they've won at home against Cincinnati and San Diego.
All right. Good luck this week, Coach.
Thanks, Dan.